Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Bible, where we go through the Bible verse by verse. My name is William Hemsworth. It is great. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be here with you again today. And today we're continuing on in Matthew chapter 4. We're going to look at Matthew chapter 4, verses 21 through 22, which says, "And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately, they left the boat and their father and followed him." So this rounds out Jesus's call of the first disciples. So the first disciples, the first four, as we read in the passage the last couple days, were fishermen. Now, they're called to be fishers of men. This has everything to do with what Jesus came to do. He came to save souls. The skills of fishermen are raised to a whole new level because the grace that Christ is going to give them. And it allows them to be missionaries and to gather people into the church for their salvation. And just like yesterday, there's something very amazing that happens. They're mending their nets, which was a fairly common thing because you catch a lot of fish, the nets tear, you mend them. So the nets are strung again to go catch fish. They're there with their father. This is a family business. Jesus says, "Follow me." And they leave. They leave their father. They leave their occupation to follow Jesus. And just like yesterday, what it means to be a disciple is made clear. Pick up our cross daily and follow Jesus wherever he may lead, wherever he may take us, because wherever he may take us is for the good of the kingdom. So let's pray. Let's read scripture. Let's ask for the will of Christ in our lives and pray for the grace to follow when he says, "Follow me." Thank you for joining me. Have a great day. God bless you.